Well, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't, I haven't done any activations. But yeah, there's a ton of stuff around here, though. I'm in Pontiac, and so it takes, I guess it takes a little bit to get to, like, actual state parks. But there's some around here. And being near the city, there's, I know they're activated by lots of other operators. So I don't know how special I would be, but it would be fun to try. I've got a little K2 QRP radio that I've always enjoyed using. I'll set that up on the back patio sometimes and just hook it up to my regular, you know, house antennas. I've got a patch cable where all the antennas plug into a patch cable before they come in the house, so it's easy to unscrew it and, you know, plug the full-size home antenna right into the QRP radio and sit on the patio. It's kind of cool. 5 watts goes a long way when you've got a full-size dipole. But anyway, I don't do a lot of FT8. I've done some, and I've kind of handicapped myself to 30 meters. You know, there's a 200-watt power limit in Region 2 here on 30, so I'm like, well, if I'm going to do FT8, I'll at least handicap myself to that. And obviously operating from home, there's no issues with the battery power. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense because of the high enough duty cycle that you've got to be thinking about your batteries. Well, I should try that one of these times. Haven't done that yet, but I've got a POTA login, so I look at the website once in a while and I see some of the other activations and spot stations from time to time.